Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd Podcast, coming to you from the headquarters of Where All Nerds Belong, the site of the best freaking community of nerds on the internet. My goal in this podcast is to provide meaningful and substantively useful information that will help nerds who are trying to grow their online presence and pursue personal fulfillment through their passion for nerd and geek activities. I'm here to help nerd culture grow and to help you nerds make the world a little more nerdy, and I believe better as a result.
Man, so good to meet you, No Name Nerd.
Okay, let's get. I'll do a little intro, and then okay. I'll ask you questions. So we have a very special guest today. He is one of the members of the famous Blue Pistols competitive Fortnite team, as well as related to me through blood, my oldest son, Elliot.
Yo,
you're only the second interview for the entire podcast. I like to think it's because we're just getting better in terms of our guests.
Who'd you have before me?
Queen Fizz, one of the admins on the Discord server. Oh, and she's also an admin on Facebook. So
cool.
So, as our podcast is relatively new, and we decided that we were only going to record this podcast about 30 minutes ago, and then we spent at least 10 minutes because the recording bot was not working correctly.
Craig, idiot.
A whole lot of planning has gone into this.
Yeah.
Deep planning. So why don't you start out, Elle, and share a little about yourself and what you're interested in terms of gaming, and maybe you could also talk about the wild success of the Blue Pistols Fortnite team.
I'm Elliot. I like to play video games, and I'm a member of the Blue Pistols. We're pretty epic. We've won many tournaments.
And by won many tournaments, you mean never actually entered a tournament?
Yeah, we never. I mean, I've entered a tournament, and I got 89th place. That's how elite.
Did you really? Was it our tournament? Was it the No Name
Nerd tournament? I don't know if it was 89th. It was the No Name Nerd tournament, though.
Yeah. That was a fun tournament, actually. As I was running around as one of the mods. I should note for the listening audience that because you're related to me, you were not allowed to actually win anything. And you did a spectacular job of following.
No, you actually rigged the game so I would win.
Well, apparently I did an awful job of doing it, if that is the case. So what are your preferred gaming systems there? What's your setup like?
I got a TV and like a stand and an Xbox One, like the original VCR Xbox One and a PS4. I don't know. I have more games for the Xbox, so I guess I like that more, but it's kind of crappy, and there's like the frame rate is like drops like a lot sometimes.
And so you really really would like somebody to buy you what?
Like a PS5? That'd be kind of cool. Will this be the podcast where you give me a PS5? That would be so cool.
Yeah, that would have been epic.
Yeah, I mean,
wouldn't it be great if you just like opened your door and there was a PS5?
Yeah, my door's open right now.
Okay, so yeah, it's not going to happen. So
yeah.
No, the surprise is not there. And why do you prefer the PS5 instead of getting the Xbox?
Because the controller, like the haptic feedback, it seems cool. And the Xbox just seems like the Xbox One with slower or faster load times.
That's fair.
Yeah,
and what kind of games have you been playing lately? What do you think? Hey, because I happen to know some of the things. I might have an inside track as to some of the things you got for Christmas. So what do you think of the new Cyberpunk game?
It's not as bad as people say, but you can't get it above 30 frames per second, and like there's like a lot of bugs. But like the story and like the base game is good, but it, like even like the driving isn't as good. as like it could be, I guess. And the shooting is not very good. So it was kind of disappointing. But I'm still enjoying it, I guess, so the story's good.
So it's really like it's largely technical failures. The rest of the game was set up well. They just the actual implementation was a bit of a fail.
There's some stuff like you can't like get tattoos or like any like cosmetics, cybernetics at least, or like you can't even get a haircut, and I think that's kind of dumb.
Like, you know, like in Witcher 3, you can get a haircut.
Yeah.
Old in the scheme of things.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that far-fetched to be able to get a haircut. You can do that in like almost every open world game.
Yeah, so you can get like a cybernetic arm, but you can't get a haircut.
Even like you, like the only cybernetic arms, at least from what I've played, is like just like it's not cosmetic. It's just like functional. Like you'll get like a gorilla arm or something, but you can't like change your arm's color. But like it's weird. You'll see other people walking around with like chrome like stuff, but you can't do that. It's kind of stupid.
Wait. Like other like NPCs are walking around.
Yeah. Chrome. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like that should have been like the primary. That was one of the major appeals, right, of the game.
Yeah, but kind of like role playing that's based off a role playing game. So I guess it was pretty faithful though, because we played the actual like role playing game, and like you know how you can you like pick which stuff you're good at, like reflexes.
Yeah,
they don't have all of that, but they have like core stuff like yeah.
It I think would have been overwhelming if they had all of the stuff that's available in the actual role playing game. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I'm not even just saying technologically challenging. I think just like overwhelming, because I don't like to spend too much time getting ready before I play. Sometimes I just want to set stuff up and play.
I don't know. I kind of like setting stuff up, and like a lot of like the stuff like. I can't remember what the categories were, but they combine them into like more broad things. Like there's like a whole like body section where then you can pick like what you're good at. Instead of like just being good at running, you can, it's a whole section for like your body.
That's like running or jumping. Yeah. In some ways that's maybe more realistic. I don't know. Cause it doesn't seem like if you've been modified to be able to run fast, you should be able to like jump far or. You know what I mean?
I mean, isn't there different muscles like that you use to run and jump?
I mean, there are, but like some are the same. Like, you know what I mean? It's not entirely disparate.
Yeah.
So what other games are you into these days? Or is that the one that's been using up most of your time?
I'm playing a lot of like Call of Duty Cold War. The story mode is like better than I thought it was going to be. I haven't really enjoyed any of the other ones. It's just been, like, kind of, like, it holds your hand too much, and you're just, like, watching a cutscene where you can move your head around.
Yeah.
But the multiplayer is okay. I don't, like, they have, like, the skill-based matchmaking, and it's kind of annoying. Yeah. Like, every other game, you'll get paired with, like, sweats, and it's kind of stupid.
So, like, but that just means the skill-based isn't really all that accurate, then. Because then they're putting you up against people.
I don't really know how it works. I just know, like when you, like, in previous games, you would keep the lobby that you were playing with before, but, like, now they will put you in a new one of people that it does based off of how you played in, the like, that game.
Oh. So, like, it shifts it depending, like, you do well, they put you up against better people, you don't do well, they put you against easier
people. Yeah, so you're not, like, gradually facing better people, you're just, like, going up and down, up and down.
Well, as a member of the Blue Pistols, I'm sure that it's tough to find somebody who is as skilled as you are.
Yeah, I'm a pretty elite gamer.
Because you game a lot.
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
So how would, like, on a scale of, like, 1 to 10, what would you give Cold War and what would you give Cyberpunk?
I would give Cold War like a 6, because there's also, I mean, the campaign's good, that's like an 8 out of 10, and like, I don't know, the multiplayer is like a 4 out of 10, and then there's zombies. I played like 2 matches of that, but there's only one map, and I don't really like zombies that much, so I don't know. So I think that's a 6 out of 10 game.
Okay.
Oh, Craig's back. Oh, great job, Craig.
Okay, so I assume this will come through as two different recordings, and I'll have to add like a little blippy transition. So I think where we left things off is you gave Cold War 6 out of 10, and what were you going to give to Cyberpunk?
Like a 4 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Because the gameplay really isn't that good, and the bugs just make it worse, and the frame are not very good, but I really like the story.
I think that's legitimate. For the amount of time that they put in like developing that, they really should have hammered out some of the gameplay.
It's probably, it's different.
Who knows? I will have to... Craig, our Discord bot that is supposed to be recording this, keeps talking and coming and going, so I will piece this together into something. I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be pieced into something that will be broadcast out via the podcast to the entire world.
Damn.
All right, so 6 out of 10. You gave it a 6 out of 10 for Cold War and a 4 out of 10 for Cyberpunk. You're a harsh critic, I gotta say. What would you call a 10 out of 10? Do you have a 10 out of 10?
I don't really think anything's a 10 out of 10. That means there's no flaws. I think there's flaws in everything. Like, even if it's like the littlest thing, I can't feel good giving something a 10 out of 10.
Do you have like an example of a 9 out of 10? Like, what would be like a top level game for you?
Oh, like games? There's a lot of stuff in like video games where I feel like I haven't experienced everything in like most games I've played. But I don't know, Red Dead would probably be a 9 out of 10. Like, that had like a good story, like a good gameplay.
Yeah, and,
good open world. And like, even though online is kind of a buggy mess sometimes, I think I'm glad it was there. And like, it still would have been a 9 out of 10 without online.
You played Red Dead a lot.
Yeah, I have like 200 hours in that game.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It's like having a full-time job for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I wanted to know that. I don't know if I'm looking like the best parent right now, but I mean, that was stretched out over like 4 years, I think. So I'm just kidding. Okay, I've got a really important question for you.
Mm-hmm.
As the coming from the No Name Nerd family, I mean, do you consider yourself a nerd?
Well, I mean, like, nerds is like, it's kind of a broad term, but like at the same time, it's kind of like restrictive. Like, you can be a nerd for stuff that isn't like, like video games or like D&D or World of Warcraft. But like, at the same time, when somebody calls you a nerd, it's like they think you like, they would assume you're like, ooh, D&D and World of Warcraft.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think that's why we try and take a very inclusive definition of nerd, because I think you're right. There are all kinds. So, good answer. I'm glad we had lots of preparation for this interview to make sure that you had a good answer.
Yeah.
All right, Elliot, is there anything else that you would like to share with the no-name nerd community? Any more advice or thoughts?
I'm good.
You're a good kid. Do you have any goals for 2021 that you'd like to share? New Year's resolutions, really. Things you want to do, things you want to have happen.
I'd like to like here. Go to like school normally, and I'd like to like not like have COVID-19 exist. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, kind of looking forward to that one. Even a significant reduction in spread such that there is a return to normal school, some more vaccines, totally on board with you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining me. I have a suspicion that this won't be your last appearance on the No Name Nerd.
Yeah, I could be the co-host.
Oh, you're totally going to be the co-host sometime. We're going to get Tony on here too.
Yeah.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.